verses 1 through 3. You have a copy of God's Word and you found your place, I ask you to stand and I ask you to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We believe in the inspired, infallible Word of God. What's written in this book we live by, we stand by, and we do what the book says. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3:1. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, now are ye the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what ye shall be, but ye know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now, Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, I thank you for the humble spirit. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the helping spirit this morning that help us our infirmities. Lord God, this morning I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, I pray we spend the next few moments just looking at the evidence of how much you just truly do love us. Lord God, not the evidence of our spouse and how much our spouse loves us, but the evidence of how much our Savior, Jesus Christ, loves us. Lord God, we can look a lot of places, but we'll never find love like your love. Lord God, we can look a lot of places and we'll never find grace and mercy like your grace and your mercy. So Lord, for the next few moments, I'd pray that you control my throat, guard it. Control my thoughts, guard it. Let not my opinion come out, but let thus saith the word of God come out to your people. Lord God, this morning I stand before you as just the under shepherd. You are the shepherd. Lord God, this morning I stand before these folks. And Father God, I stand before them. And I pray they see not me, but they see you high and lifted up. Lord, I pray this morning you anoint the words that would come out of my mouth. Father, my words does not have life and death. My words does not have the spirit to cut, but yours does. For the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord God, this morning, I pray if there be any cutting done this morning, I pray you do the cut. Leave my opinion and my thoughts out of the way. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. Father, I love you and Father, I thank you. I ask it in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All of God's people say
amen.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. Different spirit in here this morning. You feel the humbleness. You feel the love. You feel what God has for us this morning. This week, as I was in my study studying, I had this message and I went to it and I studied it. And man, it's been studying it so much. And the title of the message this morning, if you're keeping notes, I know some do, is I Want You to Look was going to be the title of the message. I Want You to Look, because John said in 1 John 3:1, behold, and that's stop, look, or listen, pay attention to what's going on. But as Sister Denise stood up here and she said there's evidence, I want to say this morning, I want you to look at the evidence of God's love. That's going to be the title this morning. I want you to look at the evidence of God's love toward you and I this morning. I want you to look at the evidence. If somebody loves you, there's going to be evidence, there's going to be proof, and there's going to be facts that that individual loves you in a way that never before. This morning, as we look into the Word of God, I want to first tell you this, that the Bible is full of God's love toward you and I this morning. John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And here in 1 John, John says, I want you to look. And look at this with me this morning. Behold, he says, stop, look, listen, I want you to get this. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. And that word bestowed this morning would have the meaning of, this would be it, to bestow that love is he has gave us that love. To bestow that love on you, he has gave you that love. To bestow that love on you is he has lavished you with his love. This Valentine's season, every man that's in his right mind, can I get amen? He's going to lavish his Valentines with love. He's going to lavish them with love and give them gifts and give them things throughout this Valentine's season. Hey, but can I say to you, the greatest gift that's ever been given is the Son, Jesus Christ. He says that that word love there, to bestow that love, is he has gave us, he has lavished us, or he has handed out his love to us this morning. And I want us to look this morning as that bestowed love. And as we come here this morning, many commentaries will tell you that this will be, this John here in 1 John will be different. There are different kind of Johns that you can look at in here. But I want you to know, I believe with the commentary of Charles Spurgeon this morning, that this John that we're talking about this morning in 1 John would be just like St. John, because of the love that he knew that Jesus Christ had. Hey, this John we're talking about this morning, it'd be the same John that laid his head on the breast of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So he knew that Jesus, you can love on Jesus just as Jesus loves on you. He knew what it was to be around Jesus. So this morning, I want to look at this morning. I want you to look at the evidence, number one, that he first loved us. John says here in 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love that the Father had bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Number one this morning, if I want you to look at something as John did, he wants you to look that God first loved you. This morning, don't ever get it messed up. Don't never get it mixed up that you love God before God loved you. That never has worked. That never will work. He loved you first. Look with me, if you will, into 1 John, right where you're at. Chapter number 4 and verse number 19. Hey, the Bible says he first loved us. 1 John 4:19, the Bible says, look at this morning. We love him. You said, preacher, why do you love God? Why do you love what God's done in your life? I love him because he, first loved me. Can I get amen? Hey, I would say most men in this room, you initiated the conversation with the woman that you're sitting by this morning. And this morning, if I can give you any authority of God's word, he initiated the conversation with you. Hey, you didn't assume to love God. You didn't want to know God. God chose you. He come down to you, to every man, woman, boy, or girl. There's not a person alive that God won't come to and show his love to that individual. And he says he first loved us in 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. That is the undeniable love this morning. That love that God has for you and I this morning. And there's evidence in that love. Look what he says here. That he initiated that love first. Or could I say to you, he made the first move. He made the first move on you and I. He came to us in our desperate time. He came to us in our deadly time. He came to us in our broken time. And when we needed to be loved. Can I ask you this morning, when was the last time that you said, hey, I just want somebody to love me. I just want somebody to love me. I want somebody to show me compassion. I want somebody to tell me that they care this morning. Can I say to you this morning that God loves you this morning? Hey, God loves you this morning. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. God loves you this morning. Valentine's Day, it may be this Sunday, but I could stand every Sunday and preach on God's love. I pray I preach every Sunday on God's love. Hey, God don't have Valentine's Day on his calendar. Can I get an amen? Hey, but he's got you and I on his calendar. He watches after us. He loves us and he cares for us. The Bible says, number one, I want you to look at the evidence. He first loved us. Man, he first cared for us. He first loved us. I'll never forget when I met my wife. And I know you don't want to hear my story. And I don't want you to ever forget your story. But I remember when I first met her, she wasn't looking at me. Hey, but I was sure looking at her, Brother Brent. Okay, just sit there. Hey, she wasn't looking at me, but I was sure looking at her. And I'll never forget the first time I laid eyes on her. Man, she was in that gym over there at Sullivan High School, and she was shooting a basketball. And I said, I don't know who that girl is, but I sure want to get to know her. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning I want you to know, hey, when God first met you and he first seen you and you was birthed in that mama's womb, hey, Brother Hayden, wherever you're at, I want you to know you ain't got to wait on that baby to be born. That baby's done born. I want you to know God created that baby. He loves that baby. He loves you and he loves me. He first loved me and he shows that to me each and every day of my life. He says, number one, He first loved us. Look what he says here. He said, I want you to look at the evidence. He first loved us. Behold what manner of love the Father had. He bestowed upon us. He lavished me with that love. He granted me with that love. But number two, I want you to look this morning, and I want you to look at the evidence of God's love. You say, if God loved me, this wouldn't be happening in my life. Friends, this morning, I want you to know God is no respecter of persons. He loves everybody. I said this morning, they won't be a man, woman, boy, or girl end up in the devil's hell that God didn't love them all the way there. His love has never been questioned. The question is, do you love God? He first loved us. Number two, turn with me to Psalm 116 in verse number one. Number one, I want you to look at the evidence because he first loved us. Number two is because he hears us. Amen? He hears us is why we love him this morning. Number one is because he first loved us, but number two is because he hears us. Psalm 116 in verse number 1, I want you to look at this. Number 1 is because he first loved us, and number 2 is because he hears us. This morning, wives that's in the house, you know what every wife wants their husband to do? To hear her. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, what I say. Uh-oh. They talking, man. They right there, they telling you what they want you to hear. And you know what? And they say, do you hear what I said? And I'm like, yeah. And then they always get you with this, what I say. And I'm like, which time? Folks, this morning I want you to get this. You know what? Everybody in this room wants somebody to hear their problems. You say, well, I'm not a people person. I don't tell my problems to nobody. You tell your problems to somebody. And this morning, I want you to know God first loved you, and he hears you, and he loves you, and you love him because he hears you, and he answers your prayers. Look in Psalm 116 in verse number 1, what the Bible says. And we know that John said he first loved us. John had laid on his breast. John knew that God loved him. But here, the psalmist knew that God loved him. Psalm 116 in verse number 1, the Bible says, I love the Lord. The psalmist said, I love the Lord. This morning, can you say, I love the Lord? Will you say it? I love the Lord. Man, I love God. Why do I love God? Because he first loved me. You love him because you're a preacher. Loving him because I'm a preacher ain't nothing. Friends, I want you to know I could be a preacher, not be born again, and die and go to a devil's hell. Hey, but I want you to know I love God because he first loved me. I love God because he hears me. He don't turn a deaf ear to me. He hears everything I tell him. There's not a time I don't audible up a prayer that he does not hear that prayer. He says, why do I love God? There's evidence, Sister Denise. Number one, because he first loved me. Number two, because he hears me. Because he hears me. Let me show you this in the text. Psalm 116 and verse number 1, the psalmist said, he said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. He said he hears my voice and he hears my supplication. Not only do we see the first time it's an undeniable love, second he hears us and it's an uncontrollable love. When you call out to God, he hears you each and every time you call out to God. I love the Lord because he hears me. This morning I ask you a question. Do you feel like people don't listen to you sometimes? This morning God listens. God hears. Man, God listens and God hears your cries. He hears your prayers. He hears your supplication. He loves you and he hears you. But number three, I want to show you this morning. Not only does he hear. Not only does he hear. Not only does he love and he hears. But there's something else he does. He cares for us. He cares for us. He cares. Man, Valentine's Day. Love. You ever thought about that? Well, I loved her 20 years ago, preacher. She still knows it. Are you listening to her? Because I can talk to the men. I can't talk to the women. I don't know a woman's standpoint. I can talk to the men. Well, I loved her 20 years ago. I said I do on my wedding date, and that's the last time I told her I loved her. Oh, bless your heart. So what else can I do to show her that I love her? Listen to her. Listen to her. You want your marriage to be successful? Man, why aren't we on marriage? Anyway, it don't matter. Listen to your spouse. I loved her 20 years ago. That should be enough. If all God done was love us, would that be enough? No, it's more than just that. He loves us. He hears us. And he cares about us. He cares. This morning there's not a person. Woo, Spirit's thick. Spirit's thick. There's not a person in this room who don't want to be cared for this morning. They want to be heard because they want to tell you something and say, hey, I want you to care for me in this way. Not only do we see where John got here and he laid on the breast of Jesus and he said, oh my goodness, he loves me so much. He loved me first. Not only the psalmist come and he says, not only that, but he hears me. He hears when I cry. We fix to look at old Peter. Peter says, I want you to know he cares for us. He cares for us in a mighty way. Turn with me, if you will, this morning to 1 Peter, this morning, chapter number 5 and verse number 7. Not only does he first love this and he cares for us, but get this, not only he hears us, but he cares for us. 1 Peter, chapter number 5 and verse number 7. He cares for us this morning. He cares for you and he cares for I this morning. First Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 7. Not only does he love you, not only does he hear you, but he cares about you. He cares about you. Do you believe that this morning? Man, he cares. Look what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 7. He says, casting all your care. And Peter, being a fisherman, he knows what this means. He says, to cast all your cares, Brother OJ. You know what that means? When he'd throw his nets, you know what he'd do? He wouldn't throw half a net. He'd throw the whole net out there. He said, if you got a problem and you got something that you can't get over, cast it on God. He said, don't cast some of it, but cast all of it on God. Cast that net forth. Look what he says. Casting all your care upon him. You put that care on him. You put them burdens. You put that pain. You put everything on God because he cares for you. This morning, he cares for you. Number one, he loves you. Number two, he hears you. Number three, he cares for you, casting all your care. That's that unconditional love. We cast it all on him because he cares for you and I. This morning in Romans 5:8, the Bible says, but God commendeth, he commendeth, or he showeth that love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, that is the thing that blows everybody's mind, blows my mind, is that he loved me when I was a sinner, not when I became a saint. He loved me when I was a sinner. He loved me, but God commended. He showed me that love toward me, that while I were yet a sinner, Christ died for me. If there's ever been evidence of God's love, when you was in that simple state, he loved you and he died for you. That's enough proof right there to me that he's my Valentine's. Amen? He is the love of my soul. He is the one that loves me. Preachers, why do you love him so much? Number one, because he first loved me. Number one, he first loved me. You never seek God. God seeked you. You didn't seek God. God seeked you. The Holy Spirit seeked you. Most men in this room, I can say, you seek that woman. You did. Most men did. There may be some in here that just had that about them. You know what I'm saying? The girl sought. It might have been, but I doubt it. If he did, he needs to humble himself. Amen. I once thought I was that. You hear me? Brandy did that old filter. You know that old filter you do on your phone, make you look old. She said, look at this filter on her. I said, I can't tell a bit of difference. Where you going with that, preacher? You make sure that you know God didn't love you when you was all that and then some. You make sure you always remember God didn't love you when you was the biggest fish in the bowl. You make sure you know God didn't love you when you was on the mountaintop all the way. And God loved you when you knew how just sorry you really was. God loved you when you knew that you weren't even worth loving, but he loved you anyway. You remember God, hey, listen to this. You remember God hears you when you ain't even worth hearing. When I'm not even worth hearing, he hears me. It's the kind of God I serve. Hey, but you remember this. He cares for me when I'm not worth caring about. When I don't deserve what he gives it to me anyway. Folks, this morning, that is a kind of love that I can't get over. I can't fathom the kind of love that God has for me. Now, he loved me while I was yet a sinner. He heard me when I was yet a sinner. There's that sin prayer. There's that prayer of the sinner. He hears. Could he have turned his back? Yeah, he could have, but he didn't. Not only does he love me, not only does he hear me, not only does he care about me. But this morning, I want you to know this. He wants the best for you. Never think that you don't deserve better because he gave his best. If you didn't deserve better, he wouldn't have gave his best. He gave his son because he said, I love them folks so much. I love them so much. This morning, I don't know how much you think you're worth, but I want you to know this. You're worth so much to God that he gave his son. In this Valentine's season, this time of hearts and love and chocolate candy and all that, you remember this. The greatest love ever been was Jesus Christ dying on that cross. And this morning, I want you to get this. You may be going through a rough year, 2020, 2021, may even be rough right now, but let me give you this. God still loves you. God still hears you. God still cares about you. And he still wants your best. Let me show you this in the scripture this morning. He wants the best for you this morning. Look with me, if you will. Not only does he care for you, but he wants his best for you or the good. That's that unimaginable love. Romans 8:28. Turn with me there. Evidence all over the Word of God. Evidence all over the Word of God. This evidence should be all over your life that God loves you, that God cares for you, and that he's got major plans for you. This morning, if you're born again, I just want you to get a hold of this. He wants good for you. Romans 8:28. And we know. I want you to know in 1 John, John laid on his chest and he said, he loved me first. Book of Psalms, the psalmist said, he hears me. In the book of Peter, Peter said, you can cast your cares on him. Trust me, I'm a fisherman. I cast mine on him. I know. And now here comes Apostle Paul. I'm hoping somebody's getting this. I hope I ain't led you astray this morning where you don't understand. Then here comes Apostle Paul. Has persecuted the church, killed Christians. Was holding the coat when Stephen was stoned. He said, I've done too bad to get this love. No, you've not. Don't you let some world tell you. Don't you let some preacher tell you that you're too far gone. You ain't never too far gone. Don't you let nobody tell you that your time's up. If you got air in them lungs, your time ain't up. Your time's today. 1 Corinthians 6:2, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you fall in love with the one that fell in love with you 2,000 years ago. Today's that day. You see, we got men in the Bible. We got John. We got Peter. We got the psalmist. And now we come to the Apostle Paul. If you looked on him today, you'd say there's no hope for that man. Cast him away. He's no hope. But Paul says, hey, we know. You know. Paul said, look here, boys, you may know my past, but let me tell you about my future. Hey, boys, you may know where you think I should be, but let me tell you where I'm going. Apostle Paul said, you listen to me, it ain't never too late. Look what he says here in Romans 8:28. He wants good for us. Romans 8:28, the Apostle Paul says, and we know. He said, and we know. He ain't doubting it a bit. He's not doubting one skinny minute anything. He said, and we know. This morning I'll ask you a question. Do you know that God's got something for you? If anybody could ever, let me just, man, I don't know. Something's just popping in and out. You know what I mean? You ever been there? You pop in, you pop out. Y'all get that one day. I'll give you what I'm talking about. It's just in and out. And we know. If anybody could have ever messed their life up, I'm him. I'm the one that messed it up. If you look at the pedigree and you look at what should have happened, I'm an outcast. I should never stand behind this sacred desk. Unworthy. No count. An outcast. A half-breed. No good. I don't have no lineage. I didn't have no family that grew up in church. I didn't have no pawpaw that was a preacher. I didn't have all these things. By the story, Mama said, pawpaw run moonshine. So I just followed in his footsteps. Amen? I didn't have none of them things. But let me tell you, you don't have to have a pedigree. You don't have to have a background. You don't have to have them things. All you've got to have is the love of Jesus Christ to come abroad in your heart. Let it come alive. Let it come alive. Let it come alive. Who the Son says free is free indeed. He says, for I know what I got for you. Don't let man tell you what God's got for you. You know what God has got for you this morning. You know what God's got for you, and he's got it in store for you. Look what he says here. For I know, And we know that all things, not some things, but all things, work together for good. Not bad. Works together for good to them that love God and to them who were called according to His purpose. This morning, He loves you and He's got a purpose for your life and He wants all good for you this morning. He wants all good for you this morning. The last thing that I'm going to share with you this morning, not only did Paul know, hey, I may have messed it up in the past, but I still got a future. I may have messed it up in the past, but I still got a future, boys. Let me give you the last thing. I want you to look at the evidence. The fifth thing is the unending love. He is gracious to us. He's gracious. Not only does He love us, not only does He hear us, not only does He care about us, not only does He want good for us, but He's gracious to us. He is so gracious to us this morning. So gracious. Whew. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2:9. He is so gracious to us this morning. If you're in here this morning, He's gracious to you. He's been gracious. He's been good. He's been good. He's been gracious. Look what He says in 1 Corinthians 2:9. And the Bible says, but as it is written. That means, boys, you can't do nothing about it. It's done wrote down. Can't do nothing about it. It's done wrote down. But as it is written. It's done wrote. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Man, my eyes ain't seen it. My ears ain't heard it. My heart ain't felt it. The things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Preacher, it can't get no better. Oh, you ain't seen the better. Since I've been saved, you ain't seen the better. For the saved man, this is as bad as it's going to get. Better's coming. It is. For the lost man, this is the best it's going to get. You won't get no better. You're living your best right now. For the saved man, whatever you face here, that's as bad as it's going to get. It's going to get better over yonder. It's going to get better in the by and by. It's going to get better over yonder. He says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. This morning on Valentine's Day, I want you to look at the evidence. God loves you, He hears you, He cares about you, He wants good for you, and He is gracious toward you. This morning, you say, well, preacher, I'm waiting on a sign. Preacher, I'm just waiting on a sign. I'm waiting on that sign. I'm waiting on it. And when I see that sign, then I'll get saved. Preacher, I'm waiting on a sign. When I get that sign that He really loves me and He wants this for me, then I'm going to move. When I get that sign to ask me to, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. If you're waiting on God to send you a sign, you're going to wait for a long time. He's done sent you a sign, and His name is Jesus Christ. He died on an old rugged cross 2,000 years ago, spread them arms out on that cross. No man hung Him there, He hung there Himself. He died for my sins. He died because He loved you. And he wanted you to have a payment for your sin. This morning, if you're waiting on a special day to be born again, I'd say to you, today is the day of salvation. Today, if you're waiting on a special day to start following Christ and do His will in your life, I'd say today is that day. Folks, I want you to know He loves you, and there's evidence all the way through. What else are you waiting on? What else are you waiting on? February the 14th, you know what? I don't ask her to be my Valentine's. She's my Valentine's. When I said I do, she become my Valentine. Really, before I said I do. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hey, that other joker better go on. Maybe I'm the only one who feels that way. August 27, 2007, I don't have to wait no more to see if God loves me. The day he saved my soul, he proved to me he loved me. He proved to me that he cares for me. He proved to me that he hears me. He proves to me that he wants the best for me. And he proved to me on that day that he was so gracious to me that my eye has never seen, my ear has never heard, it's never crossed my mind, my thoughts, none of my patterns, what he has in store for me one day. This morning, I want to tell you this. God loves you. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord God, we know that you love us so because everything we looked at this morning is in the Bible. It's not my opinion. It's not my thought. But it's already been written down. And Lord God, I pray this morning that whoever could not sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. That before they walk out of this building, they can sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. Not because the preacher told me so, but because the Bible told me so. Lord, have your will and way in this service. And we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said. I ask you to stand.